Media. Media.
Very few podcasts out there actually even get past like 7 episodes or 10 episodes. I think, you know, there's really, really a small percentage of podcasts that even hit 50 or 100. Hi, my name is Ronnie Cruz. After almost 2 decades as a career network marketer, I realized that despite continual work on my personal and professional development, that I had hit a massive brick wall. So I took a deep and honest look at myself, top to bottom, hoping to find answers. And my search led me to one conclusion. The definitions I held of my business, of my world, of my life, were the very things holding me back. If I wanted to change, if I wanted to grow beyond my current circumstances, I had to wipe the slate clean and redefine. This show is dedicated to helping you identify the belief systems, the mindsets, the very definitions that have held you back, and then help you break through those limitations to finally create the life you've been working so hard to achieve. Welcome to the Redefine Podcast. All right, happy podcast day, Tuesday edition. Welcome to the show. My name is Ronnie Cruz, your host for, what will be our 300th episode extravaganza, celebration, whatever you want to call it. I wanted to take an episode to commemorate hitting 300. Although, you know, number one, we hit it weeks ago. I think we hit it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it kind of just came and went. And that's because we were having conversations that needed to kind of build on each other. And I didn't want to, ruin that momentum. I wanted to have those, keep those conversations going without interruption. Also, this 300 actually should have happened a long time ago. When I first started this podcast back on September 1st, actually, September 1st, 2022, my intention was to do 100 episodes with a new episode every day. So basically a new episode every day for 100 days. And I did that. And once I got to 100 days, it just became habit, right? It became autopilot. So I was like, well, let's see if I can do 200. And then I got to 200. And so when I got to 200 and like around the 250, I was like, I might as well do a full 365 days of a podcast every day. Let's see if we can do it. Again, it had already mostly been on autopilot by then. I got to about 260-ish, 270, somewhere around there. And then some life happened as it does. And I decided to put a pause on all of it. I put a pause on the show. I put a pause on my business. I put a pause on the marketing, the social media, and all that stuff. It was well warranted, well needed. But it did stop the streak. It did stop the streak. As I said, I think I was in the 260s or 270s. And then I picked it back up in October of last year, I think is when it was. And I decided, well, yeah, an episode every day is a pretty tough commitment, especially given my new circumstances that I am living. And so I decided to go twice a week. I mean, that's a pretty cadence. Yeah, cadence, I think, is the right word. It's a manageable cadence, and it doesn't overflood you with too much to listen to. But I did finally hit 300, I think 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. Which is awesome. It did kind of come and go, like I said, but I wanted to take time to celebrate it because very few podcasts out there actually even get past like 7 episodes or 10 episodes. I think, you know, there's really, really a small percentage of podcasts that even hit 50 or 100, let alone 300. So it's definitely something to commemorate and celebrate. Giving myself a pat on the back for that, because I'm in rarefied air with this many episodes. Today, to celebrate and to commemorate, I want to give you my framework. I'm going to give you a framework that I call the blueprint. This is a blueprint where you can make $1,000, right? I don't even know my own tagline. The blueprint is making help. This is horrible. It's my own tagline. I can't even remember it. To make your first $1,000 on social media and beyond, or something like that. I don't know. I'm horrible right now. I am the worst host ever. I should have wrote this down, but anyways, neither here nor there. It's basically a very simple framework that you can implement and start attracting people online and converting those, converting that following, converting that audience into sales for your business. And mostly I use it for social media and in the short form world, like Instagram and TikTok, but it's a framework you can really use for any content creation, whether it's, you know, blogging, whether it's podcasts, whether it's YouTube, of course, short form media. So there's lots of ways to implement and use this framework. And I really wanted to give this out to you. To give you more tools, right? To give you an idea. And if you really take this to heart, if you really, and I encourage you to save this episode and of course, follow the show if you're not already following it. Really study it and really get it under your skin and start applying it, start implementing it and, you know, create a plan for yourself on how you can implement this framework because it's much simpler than you might think. The framework is AIM. Again, this is the blueprint, Ronnie Cruz's blueprint for making $1,000 a month, $1,000 online and beyond. The framework is an acronym AIM, A-I-M. Now let's just get right into it. And if you have notes, make sure to write this down. If you're driving, again, come back to this episode and study it. Right, get it in your notes. A is the first letter. It stands for attract an audience. Attract an audience. And this is, I think, one of they're all important. Every piece of this this framework is important, but the A is the front of your marketing funnel, right? You, those of you that are listening to this should be relatively familiar with a marketing funnel. People come in on one end and on the other end of the funnel is where the sale happens. So the A is that front end of the funnel, which in this case, we generally use social media or online platforms. So you're putting content out there of value that attracts a specific audience. What you want to do first and foremost is, of course, know what audience you're trying to attract. And you know, from the sales standpoint, from your product or services, then that's where you really get an idea of who you're trying to get into your business or who you're trying to make a sale towards. Because if you don't know that, then it's just another piece of content, in a sea of noise out there on social media and online. So you want to get really honed in on your ideal customer avatar. That's what we call it in the marketing world. Really know who you're trying to attract and you kind of, I think, reverse engineer it from what are you selling, right? Products or services. And therefore what niche is that product or service in? And then who's looking for that, right? What is the audience that resides within that niche? Where do they live geographically? Their age demographic, their economic demographic, things like that. You know, you want to get as specific as possible, because that allows your messaging in the content to be really dialed in to actually attract that audience. So that's the first piece of this puzzle, first piece of this framework. You use your content to attract and grow your audience. Really, really simple stuff. Now the I, right, moving on to the next one, is invite. In the marketing world, we call that call to action. In the social media marketing and digital marketing world, same thing, call to action. You want to invite them to do something. Number one, as your audience gets exposed to your content, you want them getting used to being asked to do stuff. And that can be as simple as initially telling them to follow your account, right? Follow your profile. Like and share, or like and save is a really good one. You know, it doesn't have to be anything monumental where you're making an offer or you're offering a free resource for them to sign up or you're teaching a free class or anything like that. Not yet necessarily. It can be, again, as simple as follow or asking them a question in the content itself that encourages them to engage in the comment section, right? Simple things like that falls within this piece of the framework, the second piece of the framework of invite. So in this one, the content then serves a second purpose, and that is to continue to provide value, right? If you're not providing value in the content, then any call to action isn't going to make any sense to your audience, right? They're not going to follow you. They're not going to like and share your content if there's no value there. So you have to keep providing value, not only to attract an audience, but to keep that audience there. And then by having a call to action by doing it regularly in your content, then they get into the habit of being asked, right? The idea that I like to share when it comes to people needing to be told or asked what to do is in cases of like medical emergencies, right? And I don't know where this story originated, but it's a great example. When you're out and about, when let's say you're at a restaurant, somebody has a medical emergency, who is the first person that calls 911? Right. It's the person that you tell to call 911. Otherwise, people will just stand around wondering what everybody else is going to do. You actually, in that situation, and I think studies have actually shown this, in that situation, you have to designate somebody and give them direct instruction to you dial 911, right? And so that same psychology happens in marketing. You have to tell people what to do. Otherwise, they're not going to do anything. So with the call to action, very simple. Again, like and share this post. Comment below if you feel the same way. Follow for more, for more digital marketing content, whatever it may be. As you're growing your influence, right? As your audience is getting to know you, like you, and trust you, you can then invite them to the next step, right? Because if you're providing value in your content, there's a percentage of them at least that will want more value from you, that will appreciate more value from you, and then when you make that invite in some of your content, then there will be a percentage of them that will give up their email for that. And that's what I was talking about with this particular blueprint. I actually use this blueprint in my social media as a resource to invite people for more value, right? So that falls within the invite step as well. Leave a comment in my comment section below, and I'll send you the link to sign up for my free online blueprint where you can learn how to start making money online. Again, if I've provided enough value with the free content, well, this is free also, but if I've provided enough value in that front end content on social media, they will then be more than willing to give up their email for even more value. And that's really like the next piece of this call to action, of this invite step, because that invite step then leads to the next acronym, the next letter, which is M, right? M is make an offer. So in this example, with the blueprint that I give away on social media, what I then do is I give more free value, right? I teach this free course. It's like an hour or seminar, whatever you want to call it, class, where I share this blueprint, this AIM blueprint of how to make $1,000 online and beyond. And then on the back end of that, when they sign up for it, they go to the class, and then on the back end of that is making them an offer, right? You give them so much free value in the thing that they're signing up for, the thing that they've given their email for, and then when you make an offer, because you've given so much free value, the offer just makes sense, right? Well, if Ronnie gave away this much free value in this blueprint class, then paying $47 or partnering with him in his network marketing opportunity just makes sense. There's going to be even so much more value, because if I got this much value for free, what more when I actually pay for the value, right? That's the psychology behind it. So you want to make an offer at the tail end of your free value. Remember, it's all about escalating that level of value in every step of this framework. What does that look like? What does that free resource look like? Again, for me, it's this free seminar, this free blueprint on how to make $1,000 online and beyond. It can be, let's say health and wellness niche. It can be your top five pillars of how you stay healthy, right? Top five pillars of fitness, top five pillars of reverse aging, whatever it might be. Like, you can create these resources, and it doesn't have to be a class. For me, I like to do the videos and the online virtual class type things, because that's just my jam. You can make a simple PDF on Canva, for example. That's your top five pillars or whatever, right? Like things that give people more value. Top five tips on how to get started marketing on social media, right? Like, you can make a PDF, and then number one, you can offer more value that's paid, that they have to pay for at the end of that PDF or at the end of that free resource. But number two, then you have their email, right? You have their email and you can start marketing in your email and giving more value, developing more rapport, having them get to know you even more, right? And getting to grow that influence, that trust through your email. Now you control that, and as opposed to being at the whim of the algorithms, right? So that's it. It's AIM, right? AIM, rinse and repeat. The A, again, is attract an audience. The I is invite that audience to either continue following you with more value or invite them to a free resource that promises more value. And then at the end of that free resource, you make an offer. You sell something, basically, right? You sell something. You've given them so much value that buying whatever it is that you're selling just makes sense. Just makes sense, right? Make an offer. That's it. That's it. If you really hone this in, and you can start implementing this and kind of tweaking it as you go. Obviously, for your specific needs or your specific platform that you're building, or the specific content creation that you're putting out there, you'll have to work it to your specific needs and tailor it to your specific needs. But really, if you take these ideas, if you take these principles and run with them, you can start building your online marketing relatively quickly. I mean, there's going to be an initial growth curve that's a little steep, but once you get past that initial growth curve, you're off to the races. Now, of course, in the actual blueprint that I give away on social media, I give away some bonuses, and then I talk about what I'm selling, right? How to actually partner up with me so that you can make money with this framework. So if you want to check that out, let me know. You can go to ronniecruz.com/blueprint and you can see the entire presentation, and you can find out what it is at the end of that that you can partner with as the vehicle, as the thing that you can sell and implement the blueprint with, right? It's really simple, guys. It's really simple. So again, it's ronniecruz.com/blueprint and check that out. At the very least, you might want to check it out to see the entire process, to kind of reverse engineer my own marketing funnel, which again, I've kept it as simple as possible because I want it to be able to duplicate. I want people to be able to implement this stuff without having to buy like a $3,000 course, right? It's all for free. Like, I'm giving away for free because I want you to partner with me in my business, right? I want you to partner. I want you to spend invest your hard-earned money in partnering with me as opposed to paying for a $3,000 course. Nothing wrong with that, but if that's what you want to do. But for my own particular marketing model and funnel, I want you to invest in partnering with me, right? And so again, go sign up for that if you're at all curious. Again, you can reverse engineer it, or you can partner with me. It's ronniecruz.com, ronniecruz.com/blueprint. And that is it. That is it. That is my free gift to you to celebrate hitting 300. Thank you for sticking it out, not in this episode, but just being here with me for 300 episodes. And if you're new to the show, again, follow the show, hit that plus sign. If you follow the show on the YouTube version, which I know I have to update a little bit on my YouTube page, but hit like, hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up, leave a comment in the comment section, and let's go on this journey. Yeah, let's go on this journey. There's going to be plenty more stuff. I'm going to talk more about marketing. I'm talking more about personal development mindset, really redefining, helping you redefine your world so that it can serve you in getting to where you want to go. So that's going to do it for today. Thanks for tuning in. More from me on Thursday. So until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.